Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are happy to welcome a new regular guest to our program who will help us identify current business issues and trends across our state. John McDermott is business editor of the Post and Courier. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. John, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Mike. Thank you.
So first of all, give us an idea of the Post and Courier's coverage here in our state.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're the oldest newspaper in the South, and we're largely associated with Charleston, but we now have expanded our reach pretty much statewide from Aiken to the upstate to Grand Strand, Rock Hill, Columbia, and Hilton Head, with local reporters in every office.
All right, so now let's turn to the business world. Tell us what you see on your radar this week.
Last week, one of the big stories that we covered was Santee Cooper. If you're a customer of theirs, either through a cooperative or through Santee Cooper itself, you're going to be facing two rate increases this year for electricity. One starts on April 1st. It's their first rate increase, I believe, since 2017. And that's largely because they haven't been allowed to raise rates since their involvement in the VC summer failure back in 2017. They agreed as part of a lawsuit not to raise rates until the end of 2024. So they have one rate increase in, already approved on April 1st, and then a second one is going to take effect on July 1st. They need to raise $550 million to pay for expenses that have built up over that period when they couldn't raise rates. It's probably going to work out to about a total of 11%.
That's not going to make ratepayers very happy, I don't think. But I also see where they are opening up bids now for the VC Summer, that failed nuclear project, for an asset sale.
Correct. Well, you know, energy is a really big issue in Columbia at the State House, namely because of all these data centers that are coming in. They are huge users of electricity. And so right now, all the utilities are sort of scrambling to see how we can get more capacity online, more generating capacity. Santee Cooper believes, from what it's hearing out in the financial market, that there are groups who are interested in purchasing the two reactors that were never completed at VC Summer back in 2017. So Santee Cooper is going to take proposals. They've actually started the process from groups that want to buy and complete those reactors and bring some nuclear generation to the state.
All right, John, what else do you see?
Well, last week they held the South Carolina Governor's annual tourism conference up in Spartanburg. And by all accounts, it was a very bullish outlook for this upcoming season, which really here in Charleston started on Friday with the Southeastern Wildlife Expo, which typically brings 40,000 people to the city and is the first big event of the year. But some of the statistics they rattled off last week, the size of the industry has grown 65% in the last decade, and that the tourism department said its marketing campaigns generated more than 7 million trips, what they called undiscovered destinations, mostly rural, you know, off the beaten path places, and that we achieved 10% growth in revenue for hotels and short-term rentals. So those are three of the big takeaways from the conference. And also, Boeing reported deliveries for 787, which is going through some unusual growth issues. It's actually laying off some employees, I think about 300, but it's also plans to hire, I believe, 500. So it's kind of recalibrating its workforce here because they're getting ready to invest about $500 million to expand the plant at Charleston International Airport to build more 787s. So they're trying to get from, they're basically trying to double production there to 10 a month. And then the other thing is, other big news is our car industry is getting a new player in Isuzu, which announced last week it's going to invest $280 million to open a new factory in Greenville County to support demand for electric vehicles, mainly commercial vehicles. And they hope to produce up to 50,000 a year by 2030.
Well, John, thank you so much for the update, spending time with us today. Welcome to our program.
Thank you, Mike.
John McDermott is business editor at the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina, a new regular contributing interview here on our program once a month. And remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.